This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys.
Hey, did you ever think Fatboy farms out the rejoin
to other
people. To his wife, maybe? Or
no, not it. She's cool.
Oh, you're saying this song's not cool. You hear her.
This is a great tune. I'm look.
I feel like with less attitude, you could work for an AC station.
Oh, I would love it.
Adult contemporary.
I would love to program one. Yeah, you think so? You think you're up to that? Yeah, what are you going to play all day? Huh?
Would you get Mr. Laidback out of retirement? Mm-hmm. Bring him back?
Ha ha ha!
For midnight.
Oh, can we bring back the Quiet Storm? Do it during the
quiet
day?
Quiet Storm.
This is rough.
I mean, this is nice.
This is Paige with Loudstorm.
Oh, I'd have an all-star lineup of like Lee Alexander, put Rocky Valentine in there.
That'd be great. He's a good guy.
Let's make it old school.
Action Jackson?
Well, I put Action Jackson in there.
Heck yeah.
That old baby. We got a wreck in Spartanburg County.
If Monty Dupuis was still with us, would he be involved in this project?
We got to have weather, right? Yeah, give me some weather stats.
I mean,
why not?
Hello, it's going to rain today.
Hello.
I can't do a good Monty. I was a little young at the time, and there's not a whole lot of archival footage.
Would you do umbrellas? What would be your marketing tact for this? Would you go? Would you go umbrellas? Fat Boy said it would.
Give away dad hats. You know the style of dad hat I'm talking about?
The hat that women wear when you tell, like they said, screw it with the hair.
Yeah.
I get it too, ladies. I see you out at the farmer's market on a Saturday where you're like, you know, this hair, I don't care. Dill a gaff? Because I don't.
Do you remember they did that to us years ago? Like, hey, we got some merch. Or, oh, we got hats? Let me see the hat.
I gotta have some poof up here. Like, I can't have that. My forehead is, I mean, my head's round.
I mean,
it ain't just...
It's not square.
Well, they look like Frankenstein ball caps.
If the hat looks like it just got washed, like, over and over, like, you know...
Yeah.
And the back of it's like a strap. It's not even... Like, you have to... Like, old football pants belt.
Or it's one of those hats where your nose is running, you're at a Kleenex's, you see that hat laying in the floorboard, and you just pick it up and wipe your nose with it.
I've never done that.
Well, you're not living.
It's got to be a tall, flat bill for me.
It's wrong.
Who sings this? That's a text. I also don't know.
This is Katie Lang. It's called Constant Craving.
So.
Classic tune from way back when.
Okay.
School menu, 10 in the hour. What's 10 now? Friday coming up.
Wonder what she was craving. I have a guess.
Or everybody's asked her, say, hey, could you give us a meaning behind the song? What were you
She's
craving?
She's constantly craving to play Lilith Fair every weekend.
Mm-hmm. She's craving that oyster emoji, whatever you use now. It was the avocado, then the oyster.
So they should have had Fraser Crane come out to a Lilith Fair to open it up. That would have been just real tonguey-cheeky kind of thing, and not in that way. I know Paige likes tongue-in-cheek foreplay. I was talking about humor.
I do.
God, right. People got trolled on Facebook over. I'm like, oh, look, people can do anything with a picture. There was never a Fraser Crane video game on Game Boy. It never existed.
No.
Just like, I don't know to believe if Netflix is really putting out a Greg Allman documentary. I hope so, because the poster looked good. But they also got me with the poster saying they were going to redo Tremors, and that ended up being fake.
So they, with the Allman, sometimes, was that not Elijah Blue that was going to play him? Because, like, he's real bad off right now.
Yeah, he is. Real bad off.
Like, out on the streets of L.A., like, living in a tent.
Looks like, just like his dad, too, don't
he? I know. Do you see that one picture where he's... It looked like he'd gotten into a fight recently because the, you know how if somebody slings you around by your collar, how it gets all, it turns a V-neck into a U-neck.
You got like,
you know,
a bacon neck type
thing. Yeah, and it just is hanging, and it's like he's just, oh.
His band never took off. I mean, tried to get into
it. I know. I met him at the Well. They opened for Godsmack or Kiss or somebody.
Yeah, one of those.
One of those things.
Deadzy.
Like, we get to meet the baby band, and it was... That was the chair. It was Elijah Blue. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you're rock royalty. And now
really
you could maybe get Pete on him, by him, for him. I don't know.
Might be on Skid Row somewheres.
All right.
Bless him.
There's two email here, and I want to read them both.
Email or emails?
It is email. It's you don't say I'm going out to get my mails.
No.
I mean, this is years of people correcting me.
Emails.
So I say email, and even though email sounds right. That's what Fatboy just ordered from Amazon, an email.
He did?
Yeah. I said, no, female.
Scary. Female.
All right.
The F doesn't work.
Whatever.
This first
Whatever
one
you need.
Is from the same person. Again, Fatboy is going to play a small clip of what this woman, allegedly the woman that's talked about in this call, is referring to. This is tough.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's an amazing person, but just physically, she fell apart. I mean, it's not good of me, and it's definitely shallow on my part, but I don't know. I just feel like a complete jerk for even saying that, but it's been pretty miserable. I hate to say it, but when we're out with other couples, you know, like mostly going out with her friends, she is by far like the worst looking of them all. Like, I think they hang out with her because they feel bad for her or something. And I'm just over here. Yeah, I'm just feeling jealous as hell.
Am I hearing the chair in here or the chair in the clip?
I don't know. I heard you laughing when he said his wife was ugly.
Yeah, I mean, look, who expected to hear, you know, him just flat out
saying?
It did
kind of catch you off guard. You did put on the little phone log here. You're like, barn burner. And I didn't know what it was for.
Because I don't have flame emojis over here. Did she send a picture by chance?
You got the email. I don't, that's your world.
I don't get all of them. So I didn't know if you got a separate one or.
Well, so there's two emails, damn it, it's going to be in my head now.
I'm sorry.
It's two different pieces of communication from the same person. Here's the first one right here, and this one's tender. I mean, this absolutely sucks. The subject is, if you ever wondered why I gave up. I believe this is written toward her husband, but sent to us. Hey, you'll probably never read this, but if you do, I hope you can at least pretend to hear me for once. I know I'm not the woman you married. I'm not stupid. I see the way you look at me, or maybe more accurately, the way you don't look at me anymore. And I hear the little sighs and the silence and the shame when someone wants to take a picture and you step to the side like I'm not even in the shot. You think I don't notice it, but I do, and I always have. And yeah, I've let myself go. I'm tired, like all the time. I'm not 25 anymore, and unlike you, I didn't just, air quotes, be married. I had to raise kids too, two of them, not yours, but you married all three of us, remember? There's no time for Pilates or hair appointments when I'm wiping noses, helping with math homework, and trying to hold down a job so we don't drown in bills. Haven't had a full night's sleep since 17. And no, I don't always try, because trying got me nowhere. I was exhausted before I even got out of bed. I'm not writing you this to love me again. I know I'm not your type anymore. If I ever was, I'm writing this so maybe, just maybe, you'll understand. I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me that way.
That's the truth. Boom.
Then 17 minutes later, the same email address. I am going to redact part of this because she mentions the city. it does match up from where he was calling from, so that's why I think it's legit. And also, who would take their time to write this if it was not? Hey, Matt Man, Fat Boy, and Paige, I listened to your show. Anonymous was my husband. I recognized his voice immediately. Hearing him say that I'm, quote, by far the ugliest one out loud, it broke something in me. Not because it's new, but because he said it to the world. I guess he never thought I'd hear it too. I have a lot of clients that listen to your show. Okay, this is the part I will not read. I have two kids. He married all of us. And somewhere along the way, well, life got heavy. And yeah, I've let myself go a little bit. But not because I stopped caring. It's because I ran out of energy. Between working, raising apparently my kids, and keeping a home together, I didn't have time to be your fantasy woman. He says that he loves me, but I think he loves who I used to be, not who I've become just to survive life. I'm not asking for any sympathy here. I just wanted people to hear my side of it. He did not mention that I have two kids. I gave birth to two kids. Maybe next time, ask your wife or husband, misspelled, why she or he's tired before you go on a podcast and call her ugly. And it's signed her.
I remember him saying no kids. No kids were involved.
He specifically, because that's one thing it is not ass kissing or blowing smoke. It's like if somebody said that about their wife, maybe weight gain or not in the same, I'm like, how many kids do you have? Because
it's important.
It's very important because like it's not like you get to slide by. If you did, it goes to show like that body has done
some stuff.
You
carry a baby for 9 months and see how you feel.
I know.
And get it out of your little area. See how that feels.
It's called a vagina page.
Changes the dynamic. What I'm curious to know is she going to try to, they both got it off their chest. So
yeah, but not to each other, though. That's
yeah, but see, they're not saying what they need to say face to face.
What is she going to leave?
Really kind of cowardice.
Is she going to leave and say, you know what I'm done? Is she going to, like, I feel like she sounds like the type to try to fix it.
Well, how would you feel if you're with someone who doesn't find you attractive or act loving to you? Would you stay, Fat Boy?
Answer that honestly and don't, like, as a man, Fat Boy answer.
No, as a man, I wouldn't stay, but a woman would stay. No, a woman definitely would stay.
For what purpose?
To try to fix it. Like, women are fixers.
How could you fix it?
I don't know, but she would try.
You did nothing. It's on the other person.
You know how women are. They're fixers. Like, she would definitely try to fix it.
You can't fix that. What? She could lose 1,000,000 pounds and he still wouldn't love her.
You can't fix stupid. I saw that on a shirt at Myrtle Beach.
He just fell out of love with her. That's what it is. He doesn't love her anymore.
This from the first email, like, this right here is, like, this is incredibly sad. She said...
Oh, please read it.
Just maybe you'll understand I didn't stop being beautiful. You just stopped seeing me.
That is a country song, and I feel like she stole it from somebody else.
I didn't stop being beautiful. You
know, I've
just
dated.
Just stopped seeing me. No wait in the truck.
I've dated handsome men, but they become very ugly when you see how they behave.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, you know,
beauty
female
is.
Introspective point. Like, a guy's just going to say, like, you know, look, she hit the wall.
Yeah, you're good looking, but you're so into yourself. That's all you do is talk about yourself and your bodybuilding or whatever you're doing. But what do you really do?
I would love to find out how they met also. Because you remember several months ago, right at the first of the year, I had a short-term Tinder account. And I think you get... I mean, I had the free one or whatever. Like, I didn't have, you pay extra, you can put more pictures on there. I purposefully put two pictures on there that.
One from this side, one from
this
side.
No, I put that were just not like all the, like a headshot style picture, or I just put regular pictures up there because, you know, if you put up like a headshot, and when I say that, it's not any kind of celebrity way, like, you work at BMW, you probably,
maybe not a professional people.
If you have a bio on your company website, you probably have a headshot.
You LinkedIn?
Yeah, you need it.
You LinkedIn or whatever. Putting that up, like, I'm saying don't advertise your, and I'm not saying this is her fault at all, but I'm saying we judge every person by their social media profile, and we only who puts bad pictures on there? You put the best of the best. Nowadays, probably ran through hunting filters.
Guys, dude. guys do.
I feel for this woman because I'm going something like that where I get maybe 3-4 hours of sleep a day, and it's hard when you don't feel good and you're just trying to get through life, working, taking care of children, and then you come home and you don't have anybody giving you any support system or love is kind of hard to deal with.
We never found out how long they were together. That's a big thing, too.
He didn't say that yesterday?
No.
I can't remember if he did or not.
But she'll find somebody else, and then he'll realize, wow, the best thing that I ever had just walked out the door because I'm an idiot, and I'm letting her go with and losing my kids.
You know what's going to happen.
He didn't claim them kids. That's a big telltale right there, man. That was straight up asked. How many kids? None. We don't have kids. We don't have kids. She does. What?
She's going to find another guy who's going to simp to her, and then she's not going to respect him, and she's going to be like, this guy's going to, blow my ego up and tell me what I want to hear every day.
But why is it called a simp if a guy treats a woman like a princess or
I don't know, but... Like, that's the exact
What's
definition.
What's wrong with that? I mean,
because we don't.
A simp?
Because women, and Paige, you said it before, and women mean it on various levels, but women want a bad boy.
Oh, I love bad men. But the bad guys are the ones that are the most romantic and sweetest.
If I'm up.
They're the ones that.
What defines bad, though?
Bad is like, you're just like, the things that you do, like
tattoos, you kick animals, you break the
law. No, they don't hurt animals because that's a deal breaker. They're just like they're something.
They hitchhike on trains.
If I'm in the kitchen, I would not get my wife a soda because I don't want to look as a simp, so I don't do it.
My husband was kind
of
like
you're full of bull crap, full of crap.
Okay, the situation with the snake.
I get myself too.
With the rattlesnake, and I was like, oh my god, call 911, and my husband says, baby. I am 911.
I'll kill that snake.
I like guys like that.
I will choke that snake out with my snake.
I'll tie his tail in a knot.
That's a badass.
My snake is bigger than, and mine don't peel.
I can literally jerk his tail in a knot right now.
Or, not bad in the way that they're just going to hurt you or, you're afraid you're going to get stabbed or, Silence of the Lamb, dude. I don't hang out with guys like that.
Women either want Prince Charming, the guy that's always there, that remembers every single date or what you were wearing, they want like this Prince Charming, but then you find out in reality, they don't want you to really remember. I'll tell you something, and I'm a guy, okay? But I don't see that reversal. I don't see a guy that wants a bad girl, but one that really is not caring and loving.
But I'm a good girl, so I need someone to make me a little naughty.
This don't work for the women.
It doesn't make sense.
She's begging for that D on the radio.
I'm not, but that's what I happen to be attracted to.
What does a bad girl even mean? Like, that don't work the other way.
What does a bad girl mean? Like she's a shoplifter?
Am I going to bail you out of jail every weekend because you're always in a drunk tank?
Bad girl.
I think most of my friends, they're all pretty good girls.
You got boob tattoos? Is that what a bad girl
is? There's one of them that I kind of wonder if she's going to throw axes and hit people, but, I love her.
Are you at a bar doing that or literally
so in the woods? We could do it in the woods, but I mean...
Sweet tea, isn't it?
I'm not. No, she's awesome. She's the sweetest person.
Now, all your friends from Cougar Club. Is that what it's called? Cougar Club. I'm going to start the MILF Militia to battle with
Camp Cougar.
Camp Cougar.
We stole the logo from Mitzi's daughter's.
Because everyone knows Mitzi.
She went to camp, so we still. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
And then we started initiating girls if they could hang in the mountains with things like they got to shoot a gun, they got to get the canoe out, they got to fish, they got to do
mountains. Is it true there's a certain breast size needed to be in Camp Cougar?
No.
Well, y'all have big ones.
Are pretty,
you know what?
Happens.
He'll give his opinion on his wife and catch hell, but I bet her friends probably say the same thing about her behind her back.
I think the friends hate the husband and... when he's around, they just cringe when he opens his stupid mouth.
Female friends that are tight like that are real catty with each other behind each other's back.
I feel like we're having a battle of the sexes right now.
What do you mean catty? Like
they'll talk about each other like just drag you through the mud. I bet her friends are saying that if she went downhill or hit the wall, her friends noticed it before he did.
Well, that's not a very good support system for your friends because realize that you're working hard and you're a mom of... How many kids did she say?
She had two.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Look at me in the eye right now and tell me that if you had a friend that was in Camp Cougar that maybe, let's say that she started losing a lot of weight, like
yes,
really,
I'd
like.
Be concerned.
But would you talk to your other friend and say, dude, what's up with, let me think of a friend name you don't have. Hannah? Do you have a Hannah in your friend club?
I do.
God bless. What Jennifer?
Okay, we'll go with Jennifer.
Jennifer is losing, you would talk a little mess because one of you'd say, I bet she's on meth.
Yeah.
Like, I know it.
Yeah.
See?
If she dropped a lot of weight and she.
Not concerned.
She slid again because I've had a friend that was jealous.
All right, so this is what we're going to do here. 1-800-774-0093. We're going to talk about all that, what we just said. There's no really way to frame it up.
There's a lot to unpack.
Other than, A, feel sorry for this lady. I do anyway. A third thing here is, why is it called Pirates and not Pilots?
Oh.
We don't call the Pittsburgh Pirates, but it's called Pilates.
Oh, I'm going
it's
to now.
It's tough. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay. There's a lot here.
Oh,
a
yeah.
lot. I've got some of these texts. I've learned now I've known how to do it, but sometimes when the texts start rolling in, we can only read 200 at a time before they just like disappear forever. I started screen shooting them and opening them in MS Paint.
I mean, yeah, we can't, but we can.
Yeah.
I can't read 200 of anything at once.
Hell no, especially when they're all saying words like dickhead and things like that. I don't know if they were talking about Fat Boy.
Well, I'll look for those first.
Or if they were talking about the guy who called his wife ugly. Like, nevertheless.
Yeah. You're trying to be mean? You're trying to put an ad out there? Like, what are you doing?
I, It's tough. 1-800-774-0093. I got to tell you, there's something that really disturbs me is the amount of people saying, kind of the echo of yesterday, well, at least he's being honest. Like, there's sometimes when you have to...
It's not an admirable quality anymore, I guess.
Well, it's...
Honesty. I think I got killed for it.
Varieties of honesty. Like, there's the simple example. Let's say you ask your wife, I'll do a pretend person.
Mm-hmm.
John asks his wife, where do you want to go eat? Somewhere good, says Marie.
I knew this would be.
And then John says, well, then we're going to go to Justine's. You know, like from Facebook Fuzzy.
Joe Meeting, too.
You want to go to Justine's? Yeah, we can.
Oh, she
That means she
go.
Doesn't want to, but she realized she's already conceded and said, I don't care wherever you want to go.
She's going to eat outside. Yeah,
if I said, surprise me, you know where we're going.
Yeah, we're going to eat out. All right.
That's we're just going to Corona's.
I got a feeling that Tiffany is got some venom to sling. Let's talk to Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know what? All right.
Tiffy
All
time.
Right. How about you, Tiffy?
I'm doing better every day. I am very sorry to hear about your mom. Oh, I lost my father on the 19th of April.
Sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss, too. I tell you, man, it's amazing the past year how many... they're not a dime a dozen, but it's amazing the amount of people said, yeah, I know the feeling. Mine died last year. Mine died the last couple of years. I'm like, God, hey, boy, we getting old.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah,
I know. We don't want to admit that part, though.
Right.
But this is probably going to make me sound old, too, because, fat boy, you said that women stay because they're fixers.
Yeah.
We like to fix things. That's not true for all women. There are women that stay because of blind hope.
Yeah.
The hope that the man that they love and are in love with will revert back to who they were when they fell in love. They stay because of the love that they have for the person, not because they want to fix them, because they want to hold them close. They stay just to be near them. They stay because they hope that the relationship can get back on track and they can get back to where they were.
But that's like the first instinct, right? Not to run, just to stay and then whatever, you know, at that point, just to see if it works.
Is that when you have your vows, love, honor, and obey? Obey doesn't mean you're going to do whatever they say.
So how much is she going to take before she, you know, is enough? Like, enough's enough.
Great. When you're in love, how much do you take before enough is enough? There is no enough when you're in love. My parents were married for 53 years.
Yeah.
And it was a roller coaster of a ride. I witnessed a lot of it, good, bad, and indifferent. I spoke to y'all about it a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
About the people that were living in separate homes. The couple
both
had their own house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were truck drivers.
Thank you.
And somehow they just made it work, and then they drove the truck at the same time. They were team drivers.
Dude, I remember you because I started making the Garth Brooks thing, right? I was like, Papa love Mama and Mama love Mom.
Yes,
I remember that.
That's so good.
That's exactly
it. Yep, I remember that.
Yes, so you stay because marriage is about working it out.
Well, we know he's not going to leave. He said he's not going to leave because, you know, he doesn't want to come off of any assets. So I guess they'll stay together.
No, he's pretty blatant about that, too. You're right.
Yeah, but he said he didn't have any kids either. He's staying because he knows he's not going to find anybody better than her.
And we don't know what he looks like himself. You know, may be projecting.
He didn't sound hot, I'll tell you that.
He may be projecting his feelings on his wife, and he may just look, you know.
You know what sucks? They'll stay together, and nothing's going to change. Every day is going to be the same. She's going to feel hurt, and he's going to be a dick, and that's just how it is, I guess.
I think she's just going through the motions of trying to survive and keeping kids going to school, working a job, and trying to get some sleep every night.
Premenopausal, probably.
She's not analyzing things.
Yeah, because sometimes you just get so old, you don't want to start over. And you know you have it good where you're at. And he knows that she loves him. And that she'll do anything for him, just like she always has.
And that's
she
taking wore herself advantage down. Of. Yep.
And a lot of times you become roommates instead of lovers. where there's no sex involved and you're just, you know, you have a partnership and you're, but okay, that happens in marriage. I'm sorry.
What if he hears this and he's like, you know what? I could probably cheat and it's cool. Like nothing's going to change. So
it's cool. Until
I can't put my opinion out there or else I would be like, no, you don't cheat.
God
you don't cheat because
like
that's even a deeper cut.
Did you watch your mouth? Did you get cheated on? If I may ask.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, multiple times.
It stings.
I've never cheated on anybody though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gotta be.
Well, I think you get a free pass too now if you'd like.
No, yeah, that's what don't. I'm saying. That's got to be tough to not do that. You know, if it's happened so much.
Why would you go sit in church with all your friends and family and have these vows where you say these things and don't commit to it? Why get married?
That's why I did mine outdoors. Mm-hmm.
Why go home?
I mean, because you're lying to everybody, and God knows it. He knows you're not keeping up your vows.
Yeah, well, okay, so I will say this. If the other person does something that is whatever, then you can break that marriage vow. I mean, I'm just referring to personal stuff. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it isn't always about...
Two wrongs don't make a right, though.
Damn right.
Exactly.
That's right.
But you can always say that this was never a marriage, so I want it annulled. It never existed.
Tiffany?
I mean, there's always a way to find... If you really want it, there's a way to find your way back. You just have to take the time and make the effort to do it.
There's no way to Google this.
I love my fiancé.
Thank you.
I love him with all my heart, but we're in the process. We have a little girl now that we're going to adopt, and...
That's beautiful.
We got lost, you know? Yeah, right now we do feel like roommates, but he's not my roommate. He's my heart. He's my everything.
Hey, real quick, is that...
And once everything...
Is that an expensive process, adoption? Like, is that?
Well, I don't know about the price of it yet. We've had her for a year now.
Oh, wow.
And she, I know her mother. That's another long story. Oh, I think y'all know about that, too.
Okay. Yeah. Or they'll cut you a deal.
Yeah.
Listen, Tiffany, last time you called, I made the Garth Brooks reference. I also remember asking to have breakfast at your place, and you said yes at the time. And I still have not had breakfast at Tiffany, so let me know, okay?
Oh, my favorite movie.
Well, then we're going to have to do that, because I'll tell you what, my fiancé, he can do some awesome smoking meat. We'll have a...
Hell yeah!
What?
Whole spread.
You was talking about spreading
we'll
and
have a spread.
Meat? Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany.
Yeah.
You're
Tiffany
all
time.
That.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Tiffany.
You too. Thank you.
Have a good morning.
Somebody said smoking meat?
Somebody said smoking meat, and I'm there. All right.
They don't want to smoke your meat.
Yeah.
God!
I need some help waking up.
Why do you go out like that?
That works.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Cool. Oh, how nice. Now really people was. Get the joke that I did.
This is a good song.
That joke probably hit several different demographics. Demographics, I should say.
This is Breakfast at Tiffany's for you podcasters.
Yeah, I said Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I said, what about breakfast? She said, bitch, I'm like, where's that? That was the original cut.
You know, in my mind, I'm thinking about the movie with Sidney Poitier, but that's Guess Who's Coming to Breakfast, right?
Yeah, this was Audrey Hepburn and... See, which Rooney was it? I get the Rooneys mixed up. Not the one that touched kids. The actor Rooney.
The one that... There was the one that was the midget that wore blackface in the 30s.
Was that Andy or Mickey?
Mickey.
Mickey. Andy Mickey was 60 Rooney. Minutes.
Yeah. Yes, he with the big
the
eyebrows.
He was the neighbor upstairs.
Yeah, bushy eyebrows. Tuesdays with Murray.
And then...
Mitch Albom.
Wasn't there a Rooney that owned an NFL team?
You got the Rooney Steelers.
Yes.
Rooney family.
Rooney's. You down there with Rooney?
Hang on a second. We're the Giants. Giants Rooney's too, right? Mara's and Rooney?
That's what I thought it was.
Definitely Steelers, but maybe Giants too. Mara. The Mara family and the Rooney's. Both, I think. Yeah, because the actress Rooney Mara, she was named after both families.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like...
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Great movie.
What's the Hines? Hines? Teresa Hines?
Oh, Carrie?
Carrie.
John Kerry's wife?
John Kerry's wife. Teresa Hines.
She got mustard money.
Yeah. She got that 57 money.
He's flip-flopping into mustard money.
$57 billion.
Hines is ketchup, not mustard.
They make mustard. They make A1 sauce. They make relish.
They make birds, too. Like
they used to make Nazi uniforms, I believe, as well. Sounds like they would.
That was Hugo Ball.
Sounds like they would. That's right. It was Hugo. Okay.
Oh, my brain hurts.
Yeah, I personally like just a transition of talking about that because this person called me a pussy. Said, "Matt, man, I love you and I enjoy listening to the show, but I don't mean this the wrong way, but you've turned into a pussy here recently."
That's not nice.
But I think what it is because
why now?
Turn into what?
I just the way. You know, off the air, Fatboy brought up something the other day, and I will not say publicly what it was, but it was an old bit. And I said, you know what? And this is exactly what I said. You know, my mom would always say, I'm proud of your success, but not everything you do. Mm-hmm. Yep. And this particular bit that Fatboy mentioned from, I believed, 07, 08, 09, early. Around that time period, I was like, I can look back now and say I'm extremely embarrassed that that ever took place. It just goes against not just, it's not illegal or anything. They're just morally just stupid. And I'm not even talking about sucking sibs. Oh, I'm not Lord. Talking about gay fish with your father or any of those bits. Okay. Those were fun.
Keep going.
This one here was just it was unneeded and not putting things into perspective and looking for a laugh out of things that there's plenty of other things you can laugh at.
There was nothing to laugh about it with.
I mean, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So... and as far as like, I mean, the guy was a prick. I mean, you don't, first off, the finding out that they had kids, see, we're getting back into it, but mm-hmm. you don't.
That he denied.
If.
Kid denier.
You can be one of those that say, no, she has kids, and maybe they're still close with their dad. You don't feel like even the step or bonus dad. But when asked, do y'all have kids? At the very least say, she does from a previous relationship. You don't say, no, we don't.
Well, you treat them different anyway, right? People usually, by default, I guess it's just what happens.
I tell Fat Boy this. I tell a couple other, well, I was going to say friends, coworkers. I say it is something remarkable that in this day and age, I mean, there's such easy access to live a separate life from your mate with a cell phone in your pocket, whether it be gambling or cheating or looking at pornography movies, whatever it is, there's access to do it more than ever before. And I tell Fatboy and I tell other friends that have been together through thick and thin with their mate. Fatboy's been married 20 plus years. We heard that lady that called in, Tiffany, she's like, my parents were married for 53 years. To hear 20 years at this point is unheard of. That says a lot. That means I feel, and I know you don't like showing the side of yourself, Fatboy, your butt. No, but the side of you that is like, yeah, I love her, and we've been through hell and back, maybe, thick and thin and all those fun words, but you genuinely love her, and that's something you don't see much anymore, and that's
you really don't.
Freaking awesome.
You know what? Tiffany said it, too. Well, she was talking about hope, but the gist of it was, like, they're going to find a reason to stay together. They probably shouldn't be together.
And there are moments where you look at your wife, or I would look at somebody and go, that's why I love you. The things that you do are what, you know what I mean?
You look at Fatboy's wife and say that to her?
I mean, I don't get, like, angry about it.
But I know that he says that about her, that he'll look at her and... It's like
I know. I wish Fat Boy'd walk in here one day and forget he plays a character and just shows real Jeremy.
Yeah.
Where he's like a loving husband and a great father out there shooting hoops with the kid and just
because there were things that my husband did that I was so proud of him and
Like what?
Go ahead.
Tell me what I did.
How I hunted for ghosts.
I did you pretty good.
I was the ass in that situation.
Chris, while we have you here, tell us about that Adirondack chair problem.
Oh, God.
No.
I'm talking about splinters in places you don't even know you had on your body.
That involved tequila, and, you know, every time I drink tequila, it just...
Your clothes fall off.
I know.
That's what the great Joe Nichols said.
Like, the great Joe Nichols.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
Gives you a little margarita, baby.
I love fishball margs.
Oh, my God.
Fishbowl, not ball.
Is it pronounced Marge? Well, I don't know.
But anyway.
Shout out Coronas. Hola, mi amigos. Como estas?
That's respect for a company. During through COVID, they didn't change their name. Like, y'all really, like, stuck to it. I mean, there's so some funny people out there that probably were just like, oh, I don't want to get it. I'm not drinking that beer. Give me a Modelo.
Appreciate the bucket of Coronas when I was 16.
Right. Like, no. Also, somebody made a funny mention of this on the text. It's true. Speaking of relationships, you know, we get stuck. We see people going back and forth to each other and stuff like that. It's happened again. You remember years ago, HBO and Cinemax got married, in a sense. And then... Yeah,
great service.
Let's just say they got married, and then Max bought out HBO's side of the house. And then it was just Max. Yeah. And then the HBO's like, what? You're not going to act like I was part of the thing? So now, apparently, they're back together, and it's once again HBO Max.
What is it with companies? Do you get bored enough to have to, quote-unquote, streamline everything every quarter?
Nobody pays attention.
I always saw HBO had more name value. I mean, you took Cinemax and just shortened it to Max.
Yeah.
Cinemax. Okay. But HBO, like, in my mind, like, home box office? Are you kidding me? That's the stuff.
You got great original series. The Pit is great. So how about this? You add back Taxi Cab Confessions and Real Sex and just leave it alone.
The Hitcher as well. I'd love to see The Hitcher.
Real Sex. I remember my brother used to watch that all the time.
What was the show with Brian Benben?
Dream On. Bring that back, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic show.
We see boobs on the reg on that show. Catherine Bell was naked on that show.
Yeah. I don't think it was their time of the month, actually.
I mean.
Oh, you said the reg. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Enough trucker talk. Big Reg. We will take a break.
Big Reg here.
And we will come back. And in the meantime, Paige, what are you working on in the Plex as I do my Katharine Hepburn?
Some celebrities. We're going to find out who wore an inappropriate outfit at her son's graduation.
I was going to say Kanye until you said her son's.
Also,
well, you never know with
also,
him.
I'm going to tell you who didn't recognize George Clooney at a fundraiser. So we're going to talk about some celebrities next.
Who didn't recognize George Clooney at a fundraiser? What? Clearly it would have been, no, he's, yeah, that's right. He was left, and then at the tail end, he flipped right.
How do you not recognize Dr. Doug Ross? I would have known him.
How do you not recognize, you walk into the room and you're like, Booker!
What's Booker?
It's Booker from Roseanne.
The app, make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.